Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This city lives and breathes sports. WFAN is where Yankees fans argue with Mets fans and Giants fans debate Jets fans. Live, loud, and daily. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Monaco here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Talking a lot of baseball. It has carried the show. Opened up with a little bit of football, as you just heard. That was as intense a post-game press conference that we've heard all year, let alone from mild-mannered Todd Bowles, who just absolutely laid into his team after losing back-to-back weeks now against the Saints and Atlanta last night in a game that they had a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter against Atlanta, who is dead and with Kirk Cousins at quarterback, and they allowed a 3rd-and-28 and a 4th-and-14. Crazy. Crazy. We'll get to the picks. Obviously, Philip Rivers is another story inside the NFL, as it actually sounds like Philip Rivers is going to start for Indianapolis. I mean, I'll believe it when I see it, but it sounds like he's going to start for Indianapolis. I mean, could you think of a better way for this crazy football season? Again, we went through a lot of different reasons why this is a crazy football season. Could you think of another just absolutely bizarre way for this season to end than Philip Rivers leading the Colts to the playoffs? I mean, Philip Rivers, who has, 35 children, who hasn't played in 5 years. I didn't think it was that long. It's actually been 5 years. And he's going to reset his argument for the Hall of Fame. But I'll tell you this, if he comes off the couch off a 5-year layoff and he plays well enough to win games with the Colts. Now, it just so happens that if he does start, he's going to be entering and playing his first game against Seattle, which might be the most ferocious defense in the NFC. Like, that might be the best defense in the NFC, and they've been scoring a ton of points, I know, because they're my fantasy defense. Which, by the way, I did something today that is going to drive me crazy for forever. I am in four fantasy leagues. I'm in four fantasy leagues. I made the playoffs in three. I'm in the one seed in one. Which is pretty good for me. And I have to admit, the passion for fantasy football has been waning the last couple of years. I don't know why. I care less. I don't even think I made a trade offer this entire year. Again, I had good teams, so that might have been part of it. I made the playoffs in 3 out of 4, so maybe that was part of it, but like, I didn't even attempt to make a trade. But obviously, it's been a busy week for me. Obviously, I'm still not feeling all that well. My throat has been an issue. I don't know how much you can tell. I think you can tell, but I can tell speaking. And coughing through the whole damn show. So I just completely forgot about setting up the my least likely team to win, the team I really have no confidence in. And I forgot to set up the roster. And it dawned on me at like 8:10 that I should just go in there and make sure I have my team filled out correctly. I'm pretty sure I do, but let me just go make sure. I recently bought a phone. And it logged me out of Yahoo. And I haven't had to log into Yahoo in years. I completely forgot my login. And so I am like rapid fire style trying to like get into it real quick and log in and get the email. And the email wasn't coming. I had to switch to try and send me a text message to send the code. Then blah, blah, blah. Point being, I missed it. By the time I logged into the Yahoo Fantasy, they no longer allowed me to make the changes. And I had, because last week was the bye for New England and Henry is my tight end, I had Otten, the tight end for Tampa Bay, who was out for this game, and he was my tight end. I started in a playoff game. I started in a playoff game, a tight end who was out for the game. In a playoff game. This is going to bother me for a while. This one's going to bother me for a while. I'm an idiot. I didn't think to check all week. I just didn't think to check. It dawned on me at like 8:10 or 8:15 or so, and it took me... I should say 8:10. Yeah, it took me about 10 minutes to figure to log back in so I could do it. And by the time I did, he was locked. Ugh. Idiot. But yeah, I mean, Philip Rivers, who he might be an idiot too, because he's about to come back to the NFL at his age and go take on the Seattle Seahawks. But what better story would there be in the NFL that Daniel Jones? Like, think of the Eli Manning connections here. Daniel Jones, the player, the quarterback who they drafted to supplant and replace Eli Manning, goes to Indianapolis, gets off to the best start of his career. They look like, for a time, the best team in the NFL. Taylor is the MVP. They're running it down people's throats. He's, you know, throwing touchdown passes and having great games. They're the number one offense in the NFL. And then they begin their downfall. He gets injured with a hairline fracture in his leg. He starts putting the ball on the ground. He tears his Achilles. They are now currently sitting in third place with the same record as the Houston Texans, but in third place, having lost 3 in a row. And Philip Rivers, the man who was traded for Eli Manning, who will forever be connected, and the Hall of Fame debate between the two, despite never winning a damn thing and Eli Manning winning 2 Super Bowls, I bet you most people non-New York related would tell you Philip Rivers is more shoo-in for the Hall of Fame than Eli Manning is. But now that is going to get pushed back 5 years for Philip Rivers so he could step in and take over for Daniel Jones. And I'm telling you, one of the craziest stories of the year would be him leading them to the playoffs. And I wouldn't put it past this wacky NFL where, again, like, I don't know. Like, think about the storylines in the NFL right now. Right? Let's just, like, if you just go through some of them here, and I'll start, I'm, like, looking at the way. The Rams, you knew they could be one of the better teams in the game, you knew. But Stafford could barely move in preseason. His neck was so bad, there was legitimate talk that Stafford wasn't going to be able to play. Wasn't going to be able to play. He is right up there with May as the favorite for the MVP in the NFL. Sam Darnold takes a 14-win Minnesota team to the playoffs last year. Now he's the quarterback for Seattle. They have 10 wins and look to be one of the better, more dangerous teams in the NFL. The Tampa Bay Bucs get off to a 6-2 start and are now in second place behind the Carolina Panthers, who do nothing but pull off upsets and come from behind. The Chicago Bears were the number one seed, and both them and Green Bay are ahead of the Lions, who are in third place. The Philadelphia Eagles are falling apart again like they did 2 years ago and are no longer the best team in the NFC or perceived at the moment as a real threat, and all of Philadelphia is talking about getting rid of their Super Bowl MVP, quarterback. The Kansas City Chiefs on December 12th are a game under 500. The Jacksonville Jaguars are ahead of the Texans and the Colts, and I gave you that whole Colts story. The Denver Broncos have won 10 games in a row with a quarterback who has kind of regressed from his rookie season. You could argue the worst division in football is the AFC North with the Steelers, Ravens, and Bengals, or at least record-wise. As the Ravens are a game under 500, the Bengals are 4-9 and dead, and the quarterback seems like he no longer has passion to play the game. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, along with Aaron Rodgers, are in first place, but the entire fan base is chanting in the fourth quarter of losses to fire Mike Tomlin as they're leading the division. And the New England Patriots went from a disaster to hiring, arguably right now, the best coach in football, and are now 11-2 ahead of the Buffalo Bills as they get to line up this week, as they've won 10 in a row. I mean, the Baltimore Ravens, the Chiefs, and the Bengals, who have kind of been the cream of the crop in that conference, along with the Buffalo Bills as well, obviously. None of them are in first place. And Kansas City and the Bengals are almost certainly not going to the playoffs. And then you look just at this week, and I've said this already today because I find it extremely fascinating. This Sunday, two teams in the NFL have won 10 games in a row. The 11-2 Broncos have won 10 games in a row, and the 11-2 Patriots have won 10 games in a row. Both of them are at home this week, and both of them are underdogs at home. Like, the NFL is drunk. How can both teams on 10-game winning streaks be road home? How can both 10-win teams be home dogs in the same week? As the Buffalo Bills will go to New England as a 1.5-point favorite, and the Green Bay Packers head to Denver as a 2.5-point favorite. This is a weird year, man. This is a weird year. The entire NFC South has a negative point differential. it's bonkers. Bonkers! We'll give you some picks a little bit. We'll continue to talk NFL as we get along here. McMonagle here with you for another hour and 45 or so. But let's get back to the calls. 888-808-1019. Mike in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike?
Hey, C-Mac. Hey, Ben, bud.
How's everything going? How are you? Everything's great.
Good. Listen, first of all, happy anniversary. Don't buy your wife another bowling ball, though, right, man?
Yeah, no, that's only one bowling ball. That's not a good first Valentine's Day gift.
No, the romantic devil you are over there.
I put thought into
the,
it.
Good. Funny. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, happy early birthday as well, and congrats on the new job, and I wish you always the best.
Thank you, buddy.
One thing with Craig, remember, no sun visors.
If I feel like wearing a visor, I'm wearing a visor.
He wrote on that one, didn't he, or something like that?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Yeah, he wrote on the bill or something.
Oh, yeah. Something about that. But I don't think he banned me from wearing them or anything back then. But
that's funny.
It's a different dynamic now. Yeah. I want to wear a visor. I wear a visor.
Yeah, you tell him. The
if he lets me.
What do you call it? Far,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, if he lets me. I wear the pants on the show when you don't have them on.
That's right.
Listen, the as far as just one quick point. The funny thing you were just talking about with the fantasy. How about this? I had what's his face, Pitts on the bench, 46 points.
Oh, I said that to open the show. Thank you for calling me. Brutal. I said there is someone out there right now who had Pitts on the bench in his fantasy league. There's no doubt because he's been an underachiever his entire career.
Yep.
He's been very disappointing his entire career. But you draft him and you have him because, one, he's tight end is a light position, and, two, he's got all the talent in the world. But, yeah, last night, three touchdowns, 11 catches, over 100 yards receiving, just a monster day.
Yeah, nuts. But, yeah, so as far as my Met Yankee trade point, would you do this? So, listen, I think, and you know, for like a year I've been screaming that, you know, we need pitching, and on top of the fact that I didn't think they were going to make the playoffs and everything else, probably one of the only few Met fans. But would you do, and it looks like they're blowing the team up, would you do Lindor and Beatty? Because I think Beatty would hit really well in Yankee Stadium for Schlittler, Heel, Dominguez, and Lombard. I think it's fair, you know, because
yeah, I mean, look, it's fair enough where I haven't dismissed it, and it's fair enough where I haven't said hell no. And thank you for the call, Mike. Beatty. You would have to take back McMahon. And I don't even know if I'm saying yes yet, but you have to take back McMahon's money. If I'm playing Beatty at third and I'm taking all the Lindor money, you have to take back McMahon and play third base for you. He's good defensively, left-handed bat, you know, not that good, but we got to offset the money and you got to free up third base for me. So I would add McMahon in the trade going back to the Mets. So Lindor, Beatty for Dominguez, Schlittler, McMahon, and Lombard.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think I can give you both Schlittler and Lombard for an aging shortstop. I don't think I can. I can't give you the most promising pitching prospect I have and the crown jewel of the farm system. Whether the farm system's good or not or whatever, I get it. But he is the top prospect in the farm system. And I'm giving you a guy who just had one of the great pitching performances in Yankee playoff history. I don't know if I can do that. Not for an aging veteran making a ton of money. I can't. I can throw in Luis Gil, but I can't give you Schlittler and Lombard. Can't do it. But I'm open to trading for Lindor. I am. I would be open for trading for Lindor. Leadoff hitter, shortstop, switch hitter. I would, you know, last year was a little bit of, last year's defense wasn't as good, but it feels fluky. Again, I watch every Met game, maybe not as intently, as closely as I watch every Yankee game, but I watch every Met game. It felt like a lot of the errors were a little bit fluky, just off the glove, mental lapses, plays he normally would make. It didn't jump at me like, wow, he didn't get to that ball up the middle, or, you know, wow, his arm strength, he couldn't make that throw from the back in the hole. Like, it didn't feel like that. It didn't feel like, wow, skills are diminished. Wow, he normally gets to that. It felt like, man, why didn't he have his glove up enough for that line drive? Or why didn't, you know, man, he let that ball get off his heel, the heel of his glove, like that kind of thing, where it wasn't like, man, that's a ball he gets to up the middle. I didn't notice. I didn't feel like that, but again, and I don't trust defensive metrics all that much. But yeah, I mean, I would absolutely, I think you asked for a little bit too much, but I'm open to it. The Yankees would never do it. Kevin in Boston. What's up, Kevin? Norwood, the Mets. What's up, Kevin?
Well, hi, Chris. Great show, and congratulations on the afternoon.
Thank you.
You and Carton were good together. I mean, when you worked there with him,
yes,
earlier times, and it was good. It was always good.
Well, thank you. I think, yeah, I mean, I think the Carton and Robert show was really entertaining, I love being a part of it. So looking forward to working with Craig again. Absolutely.
Right. No, I think it's a good match. I think it's a perfect match. But well, both of you have a good sense of humor, so it works. I can't picture anybody else in this time period better than you would.
No, yeah, I mean, no, it's
no, I can't, because you have the sense. Nah, you have that stuff. Who else are you gonna put in there? The other guys would be like Raggedy Ann dolls sitting there, abusing them and everything.
I don't know.
But
I can't say it would only be me. I'm sure many people could work with Craig, but it is me, and it's starting January. But thank you very much, Kev.
Right. Yeah, and also the Mac the Knife song was great. I know you got to hold back because the difference, you're a co-host now and everything.
Well, I'll do it on Saturdays. I'll do it on Saturdays.
Yeah, no, Saturday's great. No, that's your signature, man. I know you have the other song, but that's your signature. When you come on, I hear that on. I know McAdoo's coming in.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is probably the last time I'm calling.
Morning, C-Mac. What's this January thing? I didn't catch the...
What happens is midnight January 1st, it starts a new year. It's going to be 2026. Mm-hmm. We all have, you know, champagne. And then we get ready for the big holiday of Groundhog's Day in February.
Yeah, so what's the change in the programming?
Oh, that thing in January.
Just heard you, is Craig coming back? The actual maniac is coming back?
Stu, where you been? What's going on with you, man? You all right?
I'm fine.
Okay. Yeah, we could talk Bellinger, but yes.
Craig.
Yes, Craig. Craig
he's coming back to the station?
He is, and I will be co-hosting with him in the afternoons. I'm leaving overnights, and it'll be Craig and I in the afternoon.
Drive time, 2 to 6?
Correct. 2 to 7.
Return to the old days, which would be outstanding. What about Bellinger? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. And Stu, thank you for the call. What's going on with Bellinger? I don't know. He's asking for 7. And who's going to give it to him, I don't know. And I do think it's interesting. We've been talking about this for a while now. The idea that both the Yankees and the Mets are in on him, I don't think there's a doubt. And I'm at the point now where the Mets and the hit that they've taken from the fan base, the hit that the baseball team in general has taken by losing Pete Alonso, losing their closer Edwin Diaz, and, you know, jettisoning Brandon Nimmo away, they need they need something, and he fits them perfectly. He could play center field. He could play both corner outfield spots. He can play first base now, which I don't know who's going to play first base. So his ability to be a defensive wunderkind and play both all three outfield spots and first base helps the run prevention that they're so desperately in favor and in need of. So I think he's a perfect fit. The Yankees need him. I think the Mets need him more. So I am nervous as a Yankee fan that back-to-back years, the biggest name and the apple of the eye of the Yankees for their postseason, without question, is Cody Bellinger. Last year it was Soto, this year it's Bellinger, and I am as nervous as ever as of the Mets stepping up and taking him from the Yankees yet again, because he's a perfect fit. Now they put themselves where the fan base is furious, and they might be desperate for it. Now, I don't know if they would go seven, because Stearns has shown the inability, or at least the real dislike to do anything uncomfortable. And I would think 7 years for Bellinger would make anybody uncomfortable. So I don't know if he'll do that. But if Bellinger's willing to come down to five, I just think they would outpay the Yankees. I really do. So right now it feels like it's Yankees-Mets, but that's because we're here in New York. There are other teams that are going to be vying for his talents. But I think both New York teams need him desperately. And I would be surprised that the Mets don't pay him. But I don't know. With the way they're handling this offseason, maybe they don't. It is hard to get a... And that's like was part of the open of the show, really, outside of talking a little bit about Thursday Night Football. I understand that you don't want to jump to conclusions. And I understand guys like me yelling about losing Edwin Diaz and losing Pete Alonso. And the reaction to that is, well, what have they ever won? I don't want to be over sentimental. I want to win. They brought him in for a reason. You got to trust his plan. Stearns is a smart guy. Look, you can't deny what he did in Milwaukee. Let's see before we go nuts. And I think I get that. I think that's obviously fair. You have to see what when the offseason's done, then I'll have a take on the complete total picture. But right now, it's hard to envision them coming up with a plan that makes them significantly better than the 83-win team last year. It just does. Because Bellinger's great, right? They need Bellinger. Great. Bellinger would be great. Go sign Bellinger. Absolutely. Pete Alonso's better than Bellinger. Like, offensively, it's really not close. Now, defensively, sure. But I appreciate defense as much as the next guy. But Alonso drives in 110 and hits 45. It's 40. And he's a real threat in the middle of the lineup to protect Juan Soto. I just don't know how the Mets get better after losing Diaz. They lose the closer from the Padres, Suarez. He ends up going to Atlanta. I don't know if they're going to add another bullpen arm of real import, which I think, and real, you know, quality, which I think they need, considering there are three guys in the bullpen you trust right now, and Devin Williams is one of those. And that's a little bit shaky. You got a rotation that has, you know, a young kid who you're hoping builds on a great rookie campaign and becomes the ace of the staff. But that's a hard thing to just bank on year number two. You're hoping Manaea and right now Senga, if he's still on the team, or anybody else, and because they're all going to need to step up from what they did last year because none of them were good. You don't have a left fielder. You don't have a first baseman. The only import you've brought to the team is a closer I don't know if you can trust, not nearly as much as the one you let go. And you got a bad-hitting, aging, good defensive second baseman. And lost the core of your team. All right, I'll wait. But explain to me how the Mets are going to be able to make this team better. It's real hard to do. Unless you're going to tell me, well, they'll be better in 2 or 3 years. I mean, if that's the plan, than Steve Cohen is and who he said he is. Like that, sorry, that's just, I understand you don't want to keep doing the same thing and having the same results. I get it, but. And can I ask why we assume that Pete Alonso is going to be terrible in 5 years? Because I look at his body type and I don't think the power is going anywhere. He plays 162 almost every year. You can't argue he's excellent around the bag. He, by far, I think by more than 20, led the Major League Baseball in scoops over the last 4 or 5 years. Like, he is good at the bag. He saves errors with balls in the dirt. He doesn't have great range, and he can't throw the ball that well. What does that happen? Twice a week, throwing the ball to the pitcher? Maybe. When scoops in the dirt happen, what, 2-3 times a game? And I don't know. I look at his body type, and I see Jim Thome. And I see a player who, sure, he'll diminish physically, and is eventually he will have to transition fully to DH. And, yeah, maybe his batting average drops. But in 5 years, you know what I think he is? I think he's a 220 hitter who hits 40 home runs and drives in a .110. So what? You're the richest owner in baseball. You can live with a 40 home run hitter making $30 million. I just. And then you lose the best closer in baseball. Like, it's hard for me to come up with the plan. You want to tell me there is one? You want to tell me that we have to wait and see? I'll wait and see, but I got to react on what I'm seeing right now. And what I'm seeing right now is a difficult path to building a better team than last year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell Siri to dial the fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, 3:36. Mick Monagle here with you on the fan. I wish I could sing to some of these songs like I normally do, but the voice just... I don't want to take the chance. Don't take the chance. 888-808-1019. We haven't talked too much about the Knicks Magic coming up on Saturday. 5:30. live from T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas for the semifinals of the NBA Cup. Spurs Thunder will be taking on, will be the other semifinal at 9 o'clock. The Thunder, who are 24-1. I mean, it's unbelievable how good they are. And they got, I mean, they got picks coming. Like, they are in a position to be one of the more dominant forces in the NBA in a span of, you know, 5 or 6 years as we've ever seen. Like, right there with the Bulls. Like, I mean, now, look, they have a lot to do before that's even a conversation. But, I mean, you think of how many young, talented players they have. The idea that they have, you know, more picks coming, other teams' picks that could be at the top of the draft. I mean, they could be, and right now they're defending champs who are now 24-1. And they're playing the 17-7 Spurs, and they're 9.5-point favorites. And the Knicks will be taking on the Orlando Magic, who has played well against the Knicks, but they took care of business the last time out. The Knicks are playing well. And look, I want them to win the games. I know I don't care about the stupid tournament, and I don't. I truly do not. The minute they lose and they're out of it, it's going to be like losing any other game in December. And if they win it, like if they win the whole damn thing, I honestly don't know how I'm going to feel about it. Like, I don't think there's going to be a real very strong part of me that feels like anything was accomplished. Like, and maybe you tell me, Knicks fans, 888-808-1019, you tell me. Is there, like, will you feel a sense of pride or excitement or joy? Like, I'll be impressed that they beat the Thunder. I'm assuming it's going to be the Thunder. If they beat the Thunder, I'm going to be impressed. That's a good win. They're 24-1. They would be 25-1 at that point. That's one hell of a win. But, like, that would be the best part of it for me. Like, just beating the Thunder would be the best part. Winning the tournament, holding up the cup, knowing that they're going to raise a banner in Madison Square Garden, that means absolutely nothing to me. And I don't think that any part, I hate to downplay it, because look, I want them to win. Of course, you want them to win every game they play. I think right now they're the best team in the East. I think it'll be a great litmus test against the Thunder team when both teams want it. Clearly, the amount of money they make, everything. Plus, you get into these tournaments, whatever you think of them, you don't want to lose them. So you're going to get a, I would think, somewhat of a playoff atmosphere. I know with East and West, NBA Finals atmosphere for that game. It'll be fun to watch. I'll be into the game, no doubt. I'm not going to miss the game. I'm going to watch the game. I'll watch the game on Saturday, obviously, and I will if it is Knicks Thunder, I would be into the game, but I'll be into the game because it's Knicks Thunder and because of some dopey thing that they're doing, there is going to be some added pressure. So, I mean, it's hard to completely kill it because I do think it's going to add to the atmosphere of the game. And because it is legitimately two teams that could meet in the NBA Finals. But the second they win it or lose it, all of my, like, juice for it immediately evaporates. Like, I am not going to celebrate if they win it. If they win it, I'd be like, nice. It's a good, solid win. And if they lose it, click. And my day goes on without any. Like, there will not be an ounce of me that will be any more disappointed than losing any other game in December. I will not have any remorse or feeling in the pit of my stomach. I always joke that I go into dark rooms after tough losses. It's been a while. I mean, it was different in growing up living at my parents' house. My room was the basement, and in the basement was the laundry room. In the laundry room, I would go into the dark laundry room in the basement and sit on the floor, leaned up against the dryer, on brutal losses. I don't really have that dark space anymore necessarily. I could find, I mean, you go into the bathroom, close the door, turn the lights out, the room's dark. But that was like the perfect spot for me. But I'm not going to have an ounce of me is going to, I'm going to go right out like, honey, you want to watch Pluribus? I mean, I hate the show, but we got to find out what happens. Which, by the way, I don't know if you've watched this show, Pluribus, on Apple Plus. It is the definition of a show that absolutely stinks and is a snooze fest. But the idea has hooked you and you want to know what happens. I am bored to tears watching the show. I am on my phone playing, you know, whatever the I don't even know the name of the game. It's one of those puzzle games where they give you all the numbers on the side and then you have to click which boxes it is based on the numbers. I like those kind of games. But like, I'm literally playing solitaire. Let's just say solitaire to make it easy. I am playing solitaire on my phone through the entire episode because none of it is captivating at all. But I can't stop watching it because I am curious what happens. And it's it's maddening. It is one of the more maddening TV shows in history. They give you just enough to want to know the answers, but nothing towards an actual entertaining hour of television. I've never experienced anything quite like it. It's almost its own genre of television. It is, the premise is interesting. It's just good enough to want to know what happens. But over the 50 minutes that I watch it, I could not be more bored to tears. It's the only TV show that I watch every week without missing it that I literally can just get up and go to the bathroom and come back without pausing it. And I just say, yeah, whatever. Tell me what happened. I don't even, like, whatever. Like, we watched the one with that Ben Stiller directs, Severance. I would never just get up from Severance, go to the bathroom or get something to eat or get a snack or whatever, and not pause it. Like, I would never just get up and be gone for 7 minutes and not care that I missed the 7 minutes. But it happens all the time with the show. I just don't care about it. But I want to know what happens. It's a good enough premise and idea that I want to know what happens. Just tell me what happens and be done with it. I don't know if you tell, but it made me annoyed. But yeah, sure, I hope the Knicks win. I mean, I won't care, but I hope they win. See if Mike in West Caldwell feels the same. How are you, Mike?
I can't believe you said that because I feel the same way about Pluribus. Like, it's the same.
It's just her. She's doing a fine job, but the show is just her. It's like her playing this detective against, I don't even understand. Like, it's just so boring. There's nothing to it whatsoever.
You got on a dot. You're right there, right? So, Chris, my question is, I'm not going to make this long-winded, but I'll play it back. I was born in 1995. I'm 30 years old now.
That's crazy.
I am too old, but young enough to be a part of the late 90 Yankees, when the Knicks were good.
Yeah.
All of the, what you're expecting, what I'm going to say.
Oh, it was a great time. It was a great time.
I know.
The Knicks weren't obviously winning. They never won a championship, but the Knicks were the team of the city with superstars and a team that you absolutely loved, every one of them. And the Yankees then transitioned right into the Yankees winning a World Series every year. It was a great time to be alive. It was a great time to be, you know, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade of high school. It was wonderful.
And that was like my heyday with the Jets. You know, the Jets were pretty good too as well, you know?
No, elementary and middle school or whatever it was. We didn't have a middle school where I grew up.
Exactly.
We went elementary school, went straight to 6th, and then high school was 7 to 12. But like elementary school into the early parts of high school, it was great to be a Knick fan. And then boom, you transitioned right into the dynasty as a Yankee fan. It was a great 10 years. It was unbelievable.
It was my childhood. And what draw me to the New York sports, you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world, man. Like, you know, I went to school in another state. I had friends who were from New England and Boston. I heard the whole thing my entire college career. I've heard it all, man. And, you know, I'm in this rut too with you guys. I understand this. And I'm talking to my friends who are diehard Knicks fans, and we all love the Knicks. I'm a guy that I watch them every single night, even during the bad years. And I'm talking to them like, if we end up winning this, and go to Vegas, win the semifinals, and then we play the Thunder, hopefully, because I think it would be a really good, pissing match to see where we're at.
And you know, and isn't that, doesn't that, and I'll let you finish your point, Mike, and I hate to interrupt you, but you just like made me think.
No, you're fine.
Isn't that part, like, isn't that to the point? I'm with you. I actually hope that the Thunder beat the Spurs so that it's Knicks Thunder.
Absolutely.
Even though that's the tougher matchup and makes it more difficult to win the whole thing. Like, I think they have a better chance of beating the Spurs than beating the Thunder, but I'd rather see the Thunder just because I'd rather see that game. Like, that tells you all you need to know about the tournament. I, without question, hope it's the Thunder because I want to see the Knicks versus Thunder. 100%.
You're taking the words in my mouth, man. And we all understand that, you know what, it is a mid-season tournament. That, you know what, not a lot of people have a lot of stock in this, and we really don't care at the end of the day, but we want to see the Thunder. We want to see where we're at. We want to take a shot, you know. We want to see where we are, you know, where we at.
Not that playing against Wambayama wouldn't be fun. I mean,
exactly.
But, you know, I mean, I'd still rather, 100%, I'd rather face the Thunder. Okay, what's your question?
Yeah. So my question is, you know, we get to that scenario, and you know what? What if we beat the Thunder? We'll all be very happy. Would they raise a banner in Madison Square Garden? And as a Knick fan, would you be happy about it? What would your take be on the whole situation? You know, we haven't rung a real banner since the 70s, way before I was born, you know, but like I'm still a diehard, you know, and I watched through the mellow years, I watched through the whole, you know, you can tell me more than I can tell you, obviously. But and you know what, there is a little juice behind this NBA Cup stuff. Like I have a little juice, you know. But I want to see what you guys think, what you think. I really respect your opinion. Yeah, what do you guys think?
Yeah, and I said Wambi, Yama, I don't know if he's going to be in the game or not. Obviously, I know he's been out with the calf strain. There's thoughts they're taking it easy on him. I would think maybe they would let him play because they think, I heard that, you know, he could be back and that they're taking it slow. He heard it on the 14th of November, so it's been, you know, it'll be a month by then. But I still, even if he were healthy and 100% going to be playing in that game, I still would rather play the Thunder. But no, I don't know. Am I going to scream about it and yell about it that the banner gets raised? One, I know that they force you to do it. So it's not like the Knicks are choosing to celebrate this at such a level where they'll hang a banner. The NBA dictates that you do it because they're trying to put importance on it and they want you to hang the banner. So, I mean, they have no choice. So I'm not going to go nuts about it. That's my understanding. I'm pretty sure, as far as I know, that's my understanding that they will, every team has, and the NBA wants you to. I don't know if it's a mandate or not, but I don't expect the Knicks to go against the NBA's wishes, even if it is just wishes. But, like, whatever. I will not be excited at all. At all. And I don't know if I'll care, but I said this, and 100%, like Joe was on the other day after Pete Alonso signed with the Orioles. I do the Saturday show at 9. Joe is finished by 7, and then the Giants show with Schmelken Moose, and then obviously Boomer's show with Mike Valente is on after that. But I will make sure I wake up early enough If they win, if the day they hang that banner or win the championship, I have to interrupt Joe's show or, you know, politely ask to join Joe's show and ask him how he feels about hanging the banner. Because I just, like, I can't, like, it is obnoxious. It is obnoxious, let's be honest. And it's embarrassing for a Knick franchise that hasn't won since 73. They're going to be hanging banners of some, you know, Fugazi championship. Again, not their fault. They're not choosing to do it. And all they did was go out and win basketball games. So, like, you can't be mad at it necessarily. But, like, every time you see it, you're going to be like, why is that up here? Like, why is that there? But, again, I think the idea that I would want the tougher matchup, and I think most Knick fans would want to see the tougher matchup in the Thunder. Because you want to play the best. You want to see if you can go beat the Thunder. It's the better matchup. You want, and it's a meaningless game. Let's go play the Thunder, see how it goes. I'd rather see that knowing that I have a better chance to beat the Spurs. Like, that tells you all you need to know about the tournament. I don't care. But they do, and it definitely will bring a different element of intensity to the game. And if I'm... The whole point you put on sports for is to see two teams that are desperate to compete. And you're going to get that probably more, which speaks to the problem and the issue they're trying to fix. But it's going to have more of an atmosphere in Vegas competing for a championship, however you want to call it, at least for money at the bare minimum for these players, and especially, you know, the guys at the bottom of the bench who don't make a lot of money. You're going to see a different level of intensity. So how can you be totally against it? It's a weird, like, but I won't, the second it's over, click, win or lose, click, would not care. I'm not going to watch the post game and watch them celebrate. I'm not going to care. I mean, I might have to because we're going to talk about it, but, like, I don't care. As a fan, I will not care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.